Saturday marks 100 days in office for President Trump. How is America's economic anxiety? But first, a surge in markets this morning after the French election. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up sharply right now, more than 1% each, plus 210 points for the Dow future. A lot of this is coming from Europe right now, with a centrist candidate now favored to win a runoff in France. This even though the centrist Emmanuel Macron and far-right candidate Marine Le Pen are both claiming victory in the election on Sunday. Michael Hewson is chief market analyst at CMC Markets in London.
What you're seeing is a direct reflection of the fact that Emmanuel Macron, who's a very market-friendly candidate, has got through to the final round in 2 weeks' time, and his challenger is Marine Le Pen. He will be looking to reform the French economy and basically take off the table the risk, or the redenomination risk, that France could leave the European Union. And markets are pricing it a distinct probability, in fact, that he will win the election, the final vote, in 2 weeks' time against his right-wing challenger.
What about sectors in the stock market? I mean, first of all, I see overall the CAC 40 stock index in Paris currently up 4.6% as we speak. But what, banking stocks?
Banking stocks primarily are leading the charge higher. You've got Société Générale is up nearly 10%. You've got Paribas, who's up 8%. Crédit Agricole is also up a similar percentage. I think there was a concern that if both anti-establishment candidates had got in, there would have been a run on the French banks. So what you're seeing now is a little bit of position adjustment going on, as the risk of that has diminished quite markedly.
And the market seemed very focused on anything that might further weaken the EU, I mean, especially given what's going on in the UK with Brexit.
That is absolutely right. And I think that was the primary concern. The far left, a socialist candidate of Jean-Luc Mélenchon, had actually enjoyed a bit of a surge in the polls in the lead up to the vote on Sunday. And I think there was a concern that he is also anti-EU, that he could actually make it into the final vote with Marine Le Pen. He actually fell significantly short. So the nightmare scenario of a Mélenchon-Le Pen candidacy for French president did not materialise. And I think that's what you're seeing being reflected in the stock market reaction this morning.
Michael Hewson at CMC Markets. Always good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Since late 2015, we've been tracking what we're calling the Marketplace Edison Research Economic Anxiety Index. Just before Election Day last fall, this reading of how Americans experience our day-to-day economic stresses was up. But where is anxiety now? Larry Rosen, president of Edison Research, joins us with the latest.
Well, this is one of the many surprise findings of this survey. Economic anxiety went down, and it went down somewhat dramatically since the last survey before the election. What's interesting is it's pretty much across the board. And it's not clear if it's despite the election, because of the election, or if the election actually is incidental to just general trends that are making people feel more confident.
Anxiety down in every age group, did you find?
No, there was one group where anxiety actually rose a bit, and that was among 18 to 24-year-olds, the youngest people in our survey. And there's a lot of underlying factors that lead to that anxiety, things like student loans or fear about finding a job, keeping a job, fears about healthcare, all kinds of things. But also, you see that this is the group that by far has the least positive impression of President Trump's handling of the economy. So that probably is a factor as well.
Larry, we also asked about some of the approaches advertised by the Trump administration, whether people support publicly pressuring companies, often through tweets about business decisions. What do we find here?
About equal numbers of people said it's a good thing that President Trump pressures businesses and a bad thing that he does it. What's fascinating, however, is that Republicans are more likely to like the idea of him pressuring businesses and Democrats less so. It shows how just clear the partisan story is. If you just asked on sort of a blank slate, how do you feel about the government pressuring businesses? Traditionally and historically, Republicans would have been opposed to such an idea, and Democrats probably more in favor. Once you inject the word Trump into it, it does really change a lot of the perspective on things.
So in our perpetual search for at least some common ground in America, is there anything that we're more likely to agree on based on the latest findings?
Huge majorities of Americans on both sides of the aisle were extremely supportive of a large-scale infrastructure spending program. There was also overwhelming support for the idea of raising taxes on businesses that move manufacturing jobs overseas. Both Republicans and Democrats supported that in huge numbers. And what I find interesting about that is some of the other things that Trump has focused upon, trade deals and building the wall, immigration, are very much less popular. And so if he looks at our poll, he'll probably pivot to these things that are broadly popular, and that might improve his standing with a lot of people.
Larry Rosen is president of Edison Research, the Marketplace Edison Research poll findings at marketplace.org. Thank you for taking us through this.
Of course.
So again, all the findings of this poll are at the website. And if you're interested, there's also an interactive feature, a quiz that helps you calculate your own economic anxiety levels. Or you could, I suppose, take your own blood pressure, count your breathing. Marketplace.org for all that. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.